Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark Kay Show starts right now.
All righty, guys. This is the Mark Kay Show live on location in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studios. Let's hear it for that. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. And now, your host with the most, it's Mark Kay!
Oh my goodness, people showed up. That's so amazing. That's like, woo, I was so stressed about that. You know how like when you throw a party and you invite people and you're like, is anyone actually going to show up? I can only see like 4 people because the lights are in my face, but thank you guys for coming. Did you guys get food? There's food. Did anybody get me food? Great. Thanks for Josh. Did you guys meet the other Josh? Give it up for the other Josh.
Hello, everybody.
This is what he looks like. And how great was Hannah with the introduction, which she came up with 30 seconds ago? Wasn't that amazing? Yeah. Thank you for getting the sponsor right. My name is Mark Kay. This is The Mark Kay Show. And we are live in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio in front of like a ton of people. Yay! All right, can you guys keep that up for 2 hours? Because we need to tape you guys. You guys make the show really sound more exciting than it is. Big piece of news. I don't know if you guys heard yet.
Friday!
Wait, did that? We got like half. Let's try that
again.
Really
hot today.
It's Friday!
Yeah. You know, first of all, I have to say this is the first time we've done anything like this here in this room, as far as our talk show goes. And so far, so good. I mean, how does the light? Do I look really pale, or how's the lighting? I look pink. That's better than pasty white, so I'll go with that. But we know we've got the lights and we've got a stage. We've got these microphones. We've got our open mics, which are coming in, which are exciting. And we should be. They tell me that we're going to be able to take phone calls. So if you want to get in, 855-765-1045 is the number. And we're going to do all of it's Fake News Friday. So we're going to play Fake News Friday live. Does anyone here want to play Fake News Friday with us?
Sure.
Don't raise your hand. You have to yell and scream. Okay, yeah, perfect. That's the problem with radio. Raising your hands doesn't work. You got to, like, make noise. That's what they always tell me. Anyway, I'm getting text messages from people on the stream, too. Half of our stream is here in the studio. If you typically watch us on Facebook or Twitch, give us a yell. See? Which is why we have literally 0 viewers right now on Twitch and Facebook, because they're all in the room with us. But it's nice to meet you guys in person. It's nice to meet you IRL. As they say, but look, a lot going on today. First of all, we're going to bring everyone up here and introduce you and let you give some shout outs because our audience is jam packed. Our audience today is filled with people who are not only listeners to the show, but have actively participated in the show and are a big reason why we were able to go and report live from Cincinnati at the Trump rally because these are our crowd funders today. Yay!
Yeah.
You guys got some, I see a shirt. Did you have that already? Did you just put that on here? And you just put it right on? That's great. If anyone else wants to take their shirt off, feel free.
It's dark in here right now. Nobody will know.
I can't see a thing. You know, I'll cover my eyes. But, maybe in the first commercial break, we'll walk you all to the bathroom. You can all put on your Mark Kay Show shirts, and we'll take a picture. But, no, we've got all these people here. We're going to talk to them. We're going to thank them. We're going to get some photos. We've got some food. PDQ brought some food. We've got Jason's Deli. And Hannah, who... I guess we invited her mom. Her mom is also a big fan of the show. We said, why don't you have your mom come in? Because we know she'd love to see it and she'd love to see you, you know, perform. And her mom said, oh, can I bake cinnamon rolls for everybody? And I was like, absolutely.
Classic Hannah's mom.
It's great, isn't it? I know. So we have homemade cinnamon rolls from Barbie Guile. And there she even ganked the microwave from the kitchen, like walked right into our kitchen, unplugged it. I think like Rich Jones was warming up his coffee. She's like, I need that. And we've got a microwave, so you can go over there. You can microwave a nice hot cinnamon roll and enjoy the show, which should be very exciting. So thank you for all of our food sponsors today for coming out. But I was gonna go into one thing, but you know, here's the thing about news: it's always changing, and that's why we don't plan for the show. People always say, "How often? How much? You know, how far in advance do you plan for the show?" And we found that was a big waste of time because as soon as you plan something, something else happens that you need to talk about. For example, Joe Biden. Do you guys watch and follow Joe Biden? Any Joe Biden fans in the audience? Okay. Any Donald Trump supporters in the audience? All right. Well, we're in the right place at least. Joe Biden, I guess he was, you know, because Joe Biden has been attacking Donald Trump a lot lately, calling him, you know, racist and saying that white supremacist leaders are really excited that he's a leader of our nation. He gave a whole speech when Donald Trump was in Dayton the other day. We talked about this yesterday a little bit, just basically ripping the president to shreds while he was trying to bring the country together by visiting these people in the hospital. And a lot of people were kind of down on Biden for that. Well, he gave another speech yesterday. Did you guys hear what happened to Joe Biden's speech yesterday? Okay, Joe Biden, little on in years, you know, not necessarily as clear-minded as he was when he first got to Washington in 1934, but he was giving a speech, and I don't know, he was talking to some coalition, it was a minority and Latino coalition, and he was talking about America and what a great country it is and how many advantages we have, but he made a pretty bad gaffe when he was referring to poor kids, and I guess he meant to say wealthy kids. But here's what he said instead.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah. So Joe Biden, who apparently is the least racist person in the entire world and who's attacking Donald Trump for his white supremacy, goes out and says, hey, poor kids, they're just as good as white kids. Which I think he meant to say wealthy kids.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Yeah, which I mean, and of course, this is one of those moments where if you work on Joe Biden's staff, you're just like, oh, my God, we just finally got him to stop sniffing people. And now he's out there saying stuff like this. But it's been a week long. I mean, he mistook Dayton and Houston, or I'm sorry, Dayton and El Paso for Houston and Michigan. And then did you guys see what happened in Iowa at the fair? This was the other one. Where he was, I don't even know what he was talking about, but he was at the Iowa State Fair, and he was stumping for votes, and he had this gem.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Which, there's so much wrong with that. First of all, people clapped at that. Who are these people? We choose truth over facts. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is. I want Joe Biden to be the nominee just because this is gold for our show.
We choose truth over facts.
God forbid we get someone like Pete Buttigieg who can actually turn a sentence and knows what the hell he's talking about. We're going to have nothing to talk about. It's going to be like horrible. But Joe Biden, and he's just getting older, which is the great news. This guy is just getting older and older and older. So we're going to see a lot more of these gaffes. But of course, you've got to listen to this show and you've got to go to the same websites that we go to if you want to see any of this. But it just, you know, there's definitely a problem with Joe Biden. We don't know what it is. We don't know if he's just not into this race. We don't know if it's his age. We don't know if he's suffering early stages of dementia. We don't know if he just doesn't care. We don't know if he really thinks that, you know, poor kids and white kids are different.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
But the fact of the matter is, if this is the guy you want to give the nuclear codes to, then we've got some really serious problems and we've got some things we've got to discuss. Because what they're going to do is they're going to put him in the White House and he's going to be a figurehead and he's going to surround himself with people who are actually making the decisions. And they're telling him what to sign and they're telling him what to say and they're telling him what to do and who to fight with. And he's not going to be able to, I mean, he doesn't have the capacity now to campaign or debate, let alone run the country for 4 or, God forbid, 8 years. So really right now, I mean, I'm going to go to bed every night and pray to God that Joe Biden is the Democratic nominee for president, because I think that it bodes well for Donald Trump's campaign and for the rest of the country. Listen, we already have to take our first break. And what we're going to do after the break is I want to bring up scream and yell if you were one of our crowd funders again. All right, we're going to bring you guys up on stage. We want to talk to you and thank you personally. We're going to do that here in just a minute. Plus, 855-765-1045. If you want to give us a buzz and talk about anything at all, we'll do that. We've also got some open mic messages that have come in, which we're going to play. This is the Mark Kay Show live in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio on News 104.5 WOKV. Yay!
Listen, we know you're playing on the internet instead of working, so do something productive and watch the show instead. Find the Mark Kay Show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, or Twitch. Stream it live, interact, and enjoy. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. We are live today. We're live in the Harold and Harold Performance Studio. Woo! And we have like tens of people who are big fans of the show here too, which is amazing. They're all here and they're eating and they're having a great time and they're really nice people. They brought gifts, which was totally unexpected, because really the reason we're actually having this event is because when we decided to, for those of you that don't know, we decided to go to the Trump rally in Cincinnati because we felt that was going to be a big stinking deal. And it turned out to be a great big deal because CNN sent Jim Acosta. So that's how we knew we were right. It was a big deal. They sent their A-game. But when we went to our bosses and we said, hey, look, we have this great idea. Fly me to Cincinnati. Put me up for the night. I'll go to the rally. I'll get video. I'll get audio. We'll do the show live from Dayton, Ohio. We have a station there. They were willing to host us. It was all planned. All we needed was the money. And then, of course, our GM said, how much? Hell no. So we crowdfunded it. And what we have here on stage with us, if you're watching on the stream, is half of the people who showed up who helped us make that trip possible. And so, give them a big round of applause, by the way.
Can we give ourselves a
round
of applause?
Yeah, give yourselves a round of applause. And we're going to meet them. First up is Chris. Chris, tell us, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Chris Allen. I'm from Green Coast Springs.
Yeah, you can talk really close to the mic.
Really close to
the mic. There, that's perfect. And Chris, what do you do?
I work for the phone company.
You work for the phone company?
I do.
Any particular phone company or just the phone company?
Can we say names?
Is it a dirty name? Is it like?
It could be. Some people would think it would be a dirty
name. What phone company do you work for?
AT&T.
AT&T, yeah. There you go. Perfect. All right, what do you do?
I drive around in a phone truck and I help people get their cabinets going.
Oh, well, that's great.
I work on the electronics.
We appreciate you helping us get to Cincinnati. So thank you. Give him a big round of applause, please. All right, and then
pass the mic along. So yeah, we're going to do
it. You pass the mic down. Right, and then who do we have here? Sir?
Ernie.
Ernie. Almost. By the way, I shook Ernie's hand, and he literally almost broke it. Are you like a professional arm wrestler or something?
Never.
No, amateur arm wrestler?
Never.
Just a really strong guy.
Beer drinker.
Okay, perfect. Well, he's been doing a lot of 12-ounce curls because his hand's really strong. Ernie, thank you again, by the way, for helping fund the trip. It was amazing, and we hope that you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed doing it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Little as possible.
Perfect. Well, you were in the right place. Well, did you bring your own fork or you've got that here?
I got that off your.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, because he had a fork in his pocket. I didn't know if you just carried that around in case.
Didn't need it.
Oh, perfect. All right, yeah, because there's sandwiches.
And chicken strips.
Oh, look at that. Thank you, PDQ. All right, well, Ernie, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Now, we already know you. But you can please reintroduce yourself.
All right, I'm Tara with Treasured Tea.
Woo, Treasured Tea! And Tara was in here with Rocky from, was it New York Meatballs?
NYC Meatballs.
NYC Meatballs.
And Oakleaf.
He was the guy who, you may remember, became a legal immigrant the right way and went viral. And he came into the studio. We had him in, and Tara was here, and she brought some Treasured Tea.
I made him his own tea.
But yeah, what's his tea called?
Rocky's Freedom Chai.
It was delicious, by the way. And my kids, she gave me a little like a tea sachet or whatever it's called with the that looks
infuser.
Like a yeah infuser. And my kids love it. It looks like a whale tail or something.
The mermaid tail.
Oh right, I guess mermaid would be cooler than a whale. Anyway, well thank you. So how's the tea
and,
business?
And did they also like the sugar?
Sugar. Oh yeah, my wife wasn't really thrilled that I brought home sugar on a stick, but the kids loved it. So they're really big fans of the Swizzle Sticks. And that's your husband?
Yes, my husband, Darren.
Thank you guys for coming in, and thanks for everything you guys did.
Thanks for
helping. What is your website, by the way, if you guys want tea? It's locally made tea, right?
Yeah, it's locally blended. We import it, and we blend everything ourselves here in Jacksonville, and it's treasuredtea.com.
Treasuredtea.com. David Mandarin, put that in the chat. So that people can go, David Mandarin's watching us on Twitch.
Yeah, if you guys mention Mark K, just let me know, and I'll hook you up with a discount and give you some freebies.
Oh, wow, that's great. If you mention my name, you have to pay more. So that's definitely a plus. That's working out great for it. Well, thank you guys so much. And this is just half of the people that helped. We've actually got way more. Some of them couldn't be here tonight or today. What day is it? It's today. It's dark in here. They turned off all the lights, so it looks like nighttime, but it's really like 10:30 in the morning. But no, we had a bunch of people, I think 15 total, and that's the first four. We have four more in the audience. We're going to meet them here in just a minute when we have a longer break. Plus, we've got Fake News Friday coming up live, which is very cool, and we've got some of your phone calls. I know there's some people calling in. I just, like I said, we're in the Harold and Harold studio for the first time, so we're just making sure everything goes swimmingly. If you wanted to comment about Biden, or if you're watching the stream, I'm wearing this Star Spangled jacket, which apparently seems to be very popular. People are mentioning that on our stream, and also the other Josh, who for those of you who watch us on Facebook a lot, you know he's really into dad jokes. And so what we thought today, since we have the stage and it kind of looks like a comedy club, we thought we would give the other Josh the opportunity to make one of his dreams come true and fulfill his stand-up dad joke comedy fantasy. Does that sound like a good idea? Yeah. Will you guys laugh even if the jokes are moderately funny? Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so we're going to do it. By the way, does anyone else have a talent? Is any, like, bird callers or anyone play the harmonica? Or if you have a talent and we have the time, by all, like I said, is what? Chris, you have a talent?
No, not that, no.
Oh, nothing you can share on stage?
No.
Yeah, okay, all right, perfect. Well, well then maybe we'll just keep that to ourselves. But that's all coming up. 855-765-1045. And you can leave us an open mic message, too. We do have the ability to play open mic messages. 855-765-1045. We're going to take a quick break. We've got news, traffic, weather, and more of the Mark Kaye Show. We are live today in the Harold and Harold Performance Studio. It's Friday! We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
Got to get Mark Kaye more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Sleepy Crazy Joe. Sounds to me like he's a racist. White kids and poor kids and poor kids being the same as white kids. Sounds a little fishy to me.
Yeah.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Hey, what's up? It's the Mark Kaye Show, by the way. I'm Mark Kaye. Yeah. If you want to leave us an open mic message, you can do an impression. You can, you know, have a serious comment or whatever. We don't, as you can tell, we don't discriminate with our open mic messages. It's really easy. All you have to do is download our mobile app, News 104.5 WOKV, in the Apple iTunes Store or the Google Play Store. Open mics, direct line of communication to the studio. And the best thing is, we can't argue back with you because, you know, you say your piece and you're done and you don't, you know, there's no debate, which is kind of good and bad in certain situations. Also, we have a phone number. That number is 855-765-1045. And Lorenza in Jacksonville is on the line with us. Let's talk to Lorenza real quick. Lorenza, I thought you were coming in today. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, I was, but my sidekick outfit didn't come in.
Oh, your sidekick.
I told them that I wanted it next day, and they put it down for next month, so I think I'm going to deal with another company. And then you have to have somebody to stay home so they can be a designated call-in.
Well, that is,
so
Lorenza, great point. If you were here, you wouldn't be able to call into the show. I mean, I guess you could go in the hallway and call in, but, well, listen, next time, Lorenza, we're going to get you in here, sidekick costume or no sidekick costume, okay?
I'm going to have one made.
What?
I'm going to have one made.
You're going to have one made, yeah. But you can't look better than I. We'll work on it. We'll talk. We'll make sure that our ensembles don't clash. Lorenza, thanks so much for calling.
Outfit.
All right, good.
Look lesser than the song.
All right, 855-765-1045. Lorenza, by the way, has a ton of fans in here, right? Everybody loves Lorenza. And on the stream as well, we're streaming on Twitch, we're streaming on Facebook, we're streaming on Periscope, YouTube, this new thing called Mixer, which I don't know if anyone's actually watching us, but we're there. And we have on, as you can see, we've swapped out. We had our first four crowdfunders up. Now we have our next group. There's only three because one guy who loves the show and loves listening and was generous enough to help us go to Cincinnati for the Trump rally is also like called in sick to work. And he's like, I can't go on stage because my boss might actually, like, I can't do it, dude. But, you know, you're welcome. So he's in the audience right now. There's like a dark, we're going to get a vocoder to change his voice, and we'll talk to him later. But we have a bunch of other people. First up is Angel. Give up for Angel, everybody. Yay. Angel, where are you from?
From Peru originally.
You're from Peru. That's a long trip this morning.
Well, you know, traffic's okay.
And where do you live now?
Orange Park.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here, and thanks again for your help and your support. And your boss knows where you are, or you're just you are your own boss?
I am my own boss.
Your own, okay, yes, entrepreneurship.
So, yes.
That's the way to go. Well, listen, what do you do?
Building restoration.
Building restoration?
Anything historic, I can fix it.
Really?
Yeah. If it's old house related, then that's me.
Wow. All right, because I was going to say, we have like some pretty old microphones and stuff in the back room.
I will fix them.
You'll fix them?
Why not?
Oh, dude, that's great. Do you have a website or anything you need to pay for?
I don't.
No?
I just started Twitcher. Or not Twitcher.
Twitcher?
What's it called? Not Twitch.
Twitter? Oh, yeah.
I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday?
Just for you.
What's your Twitter handle?
Historic Handy.
Handy?
No. Yes.
Okay, good. Historic. Everybody go follow Historic Handy on... sounds like something my grandparents... Never mind. Everyone go follow Historic Handy on Twitter right now. How many followers do you have?
Zero. I just started yesterday.
You just started yesterday? All right.
None.
Zero. We should be able to get you at least like four. By the end of the show.
Don't promise.
All right, perfect. Angel, thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And next to you is, give it up for Angel. Bravo. Woo! And Chris, right?
Mike.
Yeah, Mike's Chris. Here. Okay, oh, Chris was in the last group. There you are. Here he is. Mike, you brought me something.
I did.
Hold on, Hannah, put it back here. I thought it looked like, what is this?
That is a beach umbrella anchor. And Senator Menendez, you guys have been talking about that on the news. Decided that he needed to create some more laws and some more regulations.
Right, of course.
There's already an American-made solution right here.
So what the law and the regulation is what?
Well, he's trying to push for more regulation just to make umbrellas safer.
Okay.
It's just like guns. It's not the umbrella's fault. It's the people putting them in the ground. So it's basically the same thing.
Wait, can I have this? I think I'm red flagged. I don't know.
Happen. You might.
Okay.
But it's a custom Mark K edition on there. It has your little logo and all on it.
Wait, it's on the umbrella?
It's on the umbrella anchor. Yeah, it's actually just
The umbrella anchor.
Correct.
Okay, all right, but the umbrella is just normal. Yeah, because I don't like to draw attention to myself when I'm on public.
You can put any umbrella you have in our umbrella anchor.
Oh, so this is the anchor.
It's
the anchor.
Yep, keeps it in the beach so it doesn't turn into a flying dagger at you. Like, they've had a lot of problems in Connecticut and New Jersey, places like that, and that actually solves the problem.
They know nothing about beach umbrellas.
That's it.
Well, listen, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for this. I'm going to crack it open here in just a minute, but yeah, I guess thank God I didn't need a background check for this, but that's awesome. And thank you again for your support. Sure. Is this your company?
It is my company, actually. I'm the founder and inventor of Ogg Products, and that's called the Ogbrella.
Okay, great.
And that holds right on the ground.
And where can people go if they want one?
Go to ogghog.com or ogbrella.com.
And that's A-U-G.
H-O-G.com. Yep,
A-U-G-H-O-G.
A-U-G-H-O-G.com.
A-U-G-H-O-G.com.
Correct.
Got it. All right, perfect. You can get your Ogbrella. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Mike. And who's next to you?
Jim.
Jim brought his daughter here.
I did.
Talk about questionable parenting. I mean, I'm like, how old are you? She's like 11. I go, and why are you here? But hopefully is she having a good time?
She is. She's enjoying herself.
And so she's not in school yet, huh?
She's not in school.
That's a darn shame, isn't it?
Sorry, my phone's ringing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. Child services. You brought her where? Have you heard the show? Well, listen, tell us a little bit. Thank you for coming, and thanks for being a supporter as well.
Absolutely.
And tell us what you do.
I have a small business.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's online. Data collection. So.
Collections?
What, no.
You need to leave. no wonder your voice sounds so familiar.
We collect data and construction equipment.
Machines. Oh, you collect? Oh, wow, that's cool.
We aggregate all the data. We then sell that data back to the manufacturers of the machinery.
It's like one of those smart people businesses.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, did you want to promote that?
No, I'm just here to enjoy.
You're just happy to be here.
Show, yeah.
Well, give them all a big round of applause. Guys, thank you so much. And again, everybody, this is really fun, and it actually turned out to be a huge benefit, because not only did we get to go to Cincinnati, and we haven't even delved into everything that happened there, and we have tons more video. We got to talk to the national press secretary for the campaign. She had some amazing things to say. And then, of course, with the shootings last weekend, a lot of that, you know, kind of got pushed to the back, but we're going to bring it back up. But it was such a great experience, and we were able to broadcast from Dayton just 2 days before the shootings. That was an incredible experience as well, taking advantage of that. But then, because this is a reward, because we turned this into a reward for the people who were nice enough to help, we really, I mean, look at this show we've been able to put on. Now we know that, well, I didn't even know literally that half the stuff in here existed. So now that we've been able to experiment with it, and because we had a reason to come in here and do this, we can do a lot more of these performances and shows and live interviews. And are you guys having a good time? Should we do more of these?
Yeah.
All right, bro, you guys would all come back?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Perfect. Oh, yeah, if you got all this food here, absolutely we will. So anyway, PDQ, I'll go anywhere there's PDQ. And thank you to PDQ, of course, for catering with all these chicken strips. So anyway, you guys have done so much for this show, and we really, really appreciate it. And I applaud you, and I thank you guys so much for listening and watching and being here today. We got to take another quick break. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. Coming up in just a few minutes, a live performance of comedic entertainment, dad jokes from the other Josh. That's next on the Markay Show. Yeah. Woo! It's on News 104.
You heard Mark's take. Now it's your turn. Tell Mark what you think by using the open mic and the News 104.5 WOKV app. This is the Markay Show.
This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. We're live today in front of a live studio audience. And I have to tell you, like, some of the nicest people that I've ever met in my entire life. We definitely weeded out the crowd really well. I don't know who was in charge of vetting you guys, but they did a great job. So, you know, kudos to them. Yeah, way to go.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. And we are live on location in the Harold and Harold Performance Studio, and we're about to get a live performance from one of our favorite people. First, though, we want to talk to Chris in Jacksonville. Chris, are you there? Can you hear me, Chris? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, doing great, man. Thanks so much for calling. What did you want to say today, Chris?
I was kind of curious on what's going on in the studio smell. Did you use the pine saw or just shove the Vic straight up your nose?
Oh, yeah. the smell. Yeah, guys, is it stinking here? No, yeah. It really aired out pretty quickly.
Yeah, by the end of the show, I think it was done.
Yeah, and we did have Will Todd from Will Todd Barbershop gave us an air freshener, which smelled amazing. The whole studio smells like patchouli and musk now. And I thought Rich Jones was going to complain this morning when he got in because he likes to do that every now and then, but he didn't. So obviously he was okay with it. But Will Todd said he was going to bring us even more air fresheners so that we could just hang them around the hall. So like really, he wants the entire studio to look like a New York City taxi cab with the little air freshener dangling off of the rearview mirror. But no, thank you for your concern. We were able to get the smell out before too long. Also, we should thank a couple of people who made this possible. From our promotions department, Julie and Devin are here today, and they set up the whole room. They're taking pictures. They're doing all that kind of stuff. Aaron is in charge of making sure that we can actually broadcast live on the air and on our streaming, and he's doing all the camera work with Abby, who is also a huge help. So a big round of applause for them. And even like our boss, Nick, was really helpful, which is so weird. But he's been a great help. He got the lighting going, and he was able to, you know, help out. We got a bunch of food, like I said, from PDQ and Hannah's mom with the homemade. How are the homemade cinnamon rolls, by the way? They're so good.
Nothing but 5-star reviews.
Oh, perfect.
Well, that's your Yelp page.
That's because she's here. Wait till she goes to the bathroom. We'll ask again, and we'll get the honest truth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, since we do have a stage here, and since stages are used for performing, we thought we would do some performances. And I asked Hannah and I asked the other Josh, do they have any skills? And neither of them apparently have any skills. So Josh got some dad jokes off the internet. That doesn't work on the radio. I told you.
Oh, right.
He's separating his thumb like you do with babies, and they go, oh, but it doesn't work on the radio. But Josh has some dad jokes. He's a big fan of – how old are your kids?
They are 2 and 1.
2 and 1. So his kids don't understand dad jokes, which is why we get the benefit of hearing them all. So he's going to do a little – are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
How much time do we have? Oh, we have some time, right? 4 minutes? Yeah. All right, stand up. This is like stand-up comedy. It's not sit-down comedy. Get over here in the front where the people are. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, performing live for the first time ever with his favorite dad jokes, give it up for the other Josh. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Like we said, the mics are bright today, so I can't see you roll your eyes, but I can still hear you groan. So please, if you need to, just let it out. It's going to happen. Thank you.
Wait a minute, was that one of the jokes?
We'll do a practice round.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Perfect.
Did I say why? All right, good. Ready? All right. Number one. Once a man assaulted me with milk, butter, and cheese. How dare he? Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Well, they need to know when to laugh.
I didn't know you can play drums. Lactose. A couple weeks ago, I accidentally gave my wife
glue stick instead of chapstick. She's still not talking to me.
I got a big reaction with the dude.
Yeah, the guy's like, oh, dude, great idea. Good idea.
Oh, do a glue
Elmer, where are you at? Elmer!
That's genius.
Guys, rough news for Mark. I just found out that Canada isn't real. Turns out it's all maple leaf. Yep.
You got one cheer, by the way, from the Twitch stream.
I got a cheer.
You got one cheer.
Oh, perfect.
One bit, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, Twitch stream.
Yeah.
As being a dad, a lot of these jokes are based around the wife. So my wife screamed, "You haven't listened to a single word I said yet, have you?" And I thought, what a weird way to start the conversation. I mean, it really got me, but.
Woo! Yeah, ooh, that was a good one. That was just thank tell you, that one you. Again.
Okay, so my wife screamed. All right, my instinct says end of the high note, but I'm gonna end it right here. A long time ago, scientists, they were watching the Earth turn around, and they got really bored, so they called it a day.
Thank you.
From all the dads in the world.
Give it up for the other Josh. Yeah, that was amazing. Woo! That is fantastic. Great job. That was really good.
How did I look from that angle?
No, you from that angle.
Yeah,
it was,
from
yeah,
directly
it was
behind
actually
me.
Actually, your best angle. I'm going to be honest with you.
Good.
But no, that was a great job. And I have to tell you, it's so when you're in the studio just telling me. And I'm half listening to you. It's a lot different when there's people actually paying attention.
Yeah,
to
I like
laughing.
The crickets that happen in the studio.
Yeah,
that definitely adds to it.
Do you feel? Does it help your ego having a live audience that actually laughs at you?
I'm addicted. Yeah? I got to find an open mic night tonight.
All right. I think the Comedy Zone has lessons. I don't know if they have open mic night.
I don't need lessons. I don't. You heard that?
What?
You heard that?
What?
You heard that?
What?
I don't need lessons.
Okay. All right. Okay. Never mind. Anyway, give it up. That was very good, Josh. We'll do that. We'll make that a every time we do one of these live. Studio audience in studio performances, we'll have you get up and do some dad jokes. Hannah had a skill which she didn't want to do because her mom's here. I know. And also, apparently, and I just learned this today, she wants to advance her career higher than this. And she felt that if she displayed the skill, that would be a problem. And she's probably right. I didn't, I've given up all hopes of advancing my career past this level. So I'm good, and evidently so is Josh. But if you guys have any – does anyone have a skill they want to share? Does anyone want – like, we have an open mic. If you guys – we'll take a break, right? Do we have to take a break?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, we got a break. If anyone wants to perform live, whether you do bird calls or you can play, I don't know, the Star Spangled Banner with your armpit, whatever you can do, let us know during the break, and maybe we'll do some of that here when we come back. This is the Mark Kaye Show in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio. We are live on News 104.5 WOKV.
More time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kaye.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, yes, is that working?
I had
there
my
we go.
Florida Georgia fan experience ruined yesterday when I looked at the prices for tailgate parking. I think I'll stay home.
Yeah, we're still working out the kinks because we're not in our regular studio. If you're watching online or if you've been listening at all, you know that we are in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio for the Mark Kaye Show live. Yay! And, one of the best things about having a live studio audience is that you can do, instant polling. Usually what we do is we say, hey, here's what we want to talk about. Here's our number, 855-765-1045. And if people call, usually they call to complain about something. We know it's something that people care about and they want to know about it and they want to talk about it. And it's concerning to them. And if they don't call, we know that they've probably already changed the radio station. And so now we can kind of do it live. And just moments ago, we were talking about the story with the landing and more specifically, Florida, Georgia, because Florida and Georgia, apparently, I don't know if they're trying to get more money or more whatever, but they're now talking about renewing the lease on the Jacksonville TIAA Bank Field for the Florida, Georgia game, which is a huge game. And it's a huge attraction for people in Jacksonville. Just nobody in this audience, because when I asked, hey, who goes to Florida, Georgia? Everyone was like, I don't care. I don't go there. Not my thing. And if, now with the landing being destroyed, they say that there's really going to be no destination. And that's one of the biggest problems. Mayor Curry, city council saying, let's get rid of the landing. Let's tear it down. All the businesses are moving out. Now, when Florida, Georgia rolls into town, there's really not going to be. I mean, there was very little to do anyway in the beginning. And now there's going to be even less. Despite the fact that for day, I mean, I've been here 12 years. And in the 12 years that I've been here, it seems every single year, there was always discussion about what to do downtown. What do we do with the shipyards? What do we do near the stadium? They just announced a plan to renovate Lot J. They're going to build hotels in Lot J and bars in Lot J, which I guess is for people that want to fly to Jacksonville and hang out in Lot J all day, which I park in Lot J, and I don't really like to hang out there. I just, you know, use it to drop my car off, and I avoid some of the crazy drunk people playing cornhole, and then I get into the stadium. But apparently, with Florida, Georgia, you've got your RV city, and you've got Intuition, and basically that's it. Especially with the landing on, and even the landing is a schlep. I mean, it's no easy feat to get from where the game is played to the landing and back in time for kickoff. So now there's a lot of proposals going back and forth to see what we can do. How can we capitalize? How can we make sure that the University of Georgia and the University of Florida and the fans are excited enough to stay here in Jacksonville? And the best way to do that is to spend money. So there is, I mean, was it 2.5 million? First of all, 2.75 million is what they're using to investigate what to do with the landing. This is just the exploratory costs. This is, hey, what do we do with the landing? Let's explore it. It's going to be 2.5 million. Now, there's an additional $121,000 in funding requested for advertising and promoting events downtown at Daly's Place. What they want to do is they want to use the practice field, and they want to use Daly's Place, and I guess open it up to some kind of party or festival atmosphere, and make sure that when Florida and Georgia decide who's going to who's going to get the game, whether or not we're still in contention. Because I mean, it is a huge moneymaker. I think Florida, Georgia, doesn't that draw more people than the actual Jaguars games? I mean, I feel like, except for the AFC Championship game, Florida, there's always that one. It's really awkward because there's always that one game before Florida-Georgia that you go to for the Jaguars, and they've set up all the extra seats. And you're like, wow, what are all these extra seats for? Oh, yeah, the football game that people come to watch. That's what they're for. And they've covered up the pools, and there's seating all up in the bud zone. And that is a huge draw. So losing that, I mean, it'll be bad for the city, but you also have to, you know, maybe it's a shot in the arm. Maybe if we lose the game, the city finally buckles down, gets with Shad Khan, gets with all the other investors and says, hey, you know what? We really probably should now look at making this a destination. That aquarium we've been teasing forever, let's finally build it. The hotels, you know, like, I mean, there's really no place to stay downtown. The bars, the restaurants, there's a spattering of them. They close. And one of the biggest problems, I used to be part of something called Downtown Jacks years ago, and then I didn't go to any of the meetings, so they politely asked me to leave the board, which was fine. But that's not the first time that's happened, by the way. But one of the biggest concerns was the police and the city, as soon as the game is over, they make all of the streets one way, and they get everybody out. Their goal, as soon as the game's over, as soon as, you know, the Jags lose, they get everybody out of the city. They're like, get the cars right back to the Main Street Bridge. Get everybody on the Hart Bridge. Get them back to the suburbs. We don't want all these people hanging out downtown after the game, which is actually false. I think we do want people hanging around downtown after the game because they're drunk and they have leftover money. And, you know, nobody leaves money around like drunk people. So let them spend it downtown and then Uber back to the suburbs because we don't want them driving. But that's always been one of the biggest problems is the way the traffic is set up and the way the JSO works is their main concern is to get everybody back home. And that kind of battles with the downtown plan. But maybe hotels would help that. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I knew that there was a hotel downtown and we had a 4 o'clock Jaguar game, I might get a room. You know, I might get a room, call my mother-in-law, say, hey, come watch the kids. Oh, wait, no, I have to work on Monday. Call my boss, say, hey, I'm not coming into work on Monday. You know, and then that's an easy, safe way for me to go to the game and make a night of it, spend a night, wake up in the morning, go to the Maxwell House coffee place, get a cup of coffee, and drive home. You know, that's something that I think we should really investigate. But the problem that you're going to run into is whenever you want to spend more money. So we're not really sure what's going to happen. 855-765 1045. If you want to get in on this, 855-765-1045 is the number. We have a lot of Florida Georgia fans here. We have a lot of people that went to the University of Florida. Did anyone here go to the University of Florida? Okay, we have one. Abby, who works here, went to the University of Florida. She's anybody go to the University of Georgia? Did anybody in this audience go to college at all?
Go Knights. Yeah.
Don't like, I went to NYU. I don't even like to talk about my school, and they really don't like talking about me. But yeah, so a lot of other people who aren't here with us today enjoy the Florida Georgia game or Georgia Florida or whatever it is. And most people, you know, a lot of people just go down there to drink in the parking lot, and they've never even seen the game played. You know, the tailgating opportunities, it's huge how people spend, and they buy these dresses and they buy outfits, and it's almost like they're going to the prom, but they're really just hanging out under a bridge, shotgunning beers. You know, which that's so Duval, though. You know, Duval. 855-765-1045. Should we do whatever it takes? Should we spend the money to keep the Florida Georgia game downtown? And if so, what's it going to take? What do we need downtown to make sure that we don't lose what's probably one of the biggest events every single year in the city of Jacksonville? 855-765-1045. You can also leave us an open mic message if you want. This is the Mark Kaye Show. Your phone call is coming up here in just a minute. We are live in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio on News 104.5 WOKV. Yay!
He's informative, entertaining, you might even say funny. This is the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kaye Show. We are live in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio with a bunch of people. I tell you, I can't, but this show moves so, doesn't this show move really fast, by the way? It's already 11:30. We only have like 30 more minutes left. And we, you know, we sit around every day. We're like, oh my God, I can't believe, I feel like we've done literally nothing. And the show's been going on for an hour and a half. Don't you guys feel like that?
Yes, exactly.
Wait, you feel like we've done nothing? Oh, no, never mind.
It's been going on for an hour and a half.
It's been going on great. And we wanted to do a couple of updates. First of all, for those of you that are just joining us, or for those of you that are wondering, hey, how did all these cool people get into the room to hang out and watch your show live? Well, these are the people that helped us get to Cincinnati when our bosses said, get out of my office. Stop asking for money. And this is one of the rewards. We said, look, we're going to have a big party. We're going to do it in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio. We're going to have food, which, how good are these PDQ chicken strips, by the way? Yeah. Holy cow. They said, we're going to bring 200. I go, well, that's enough for me. But apparently everyone else is getting their fair share as well. It's really delicious. So we thank them for that. But Angel, told us yesterday that he started a Twitter account just to follow the show. And I said, how many followers do you have? He said, I have zero. So we gave out his Twitter handle. And wait a minute, Angel, you just checked. You went from zero. How many now?
12.
12.
Woo!
Isn't that amazing? That's like 1,200% more than you had when you walked in here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is great. So if you want to follow Angel, this is a great Twitter handle, by the way. Historic Handy. Historic Handy, H-A-N-D-Y. Which I love. So go follow. I haven't even followed you yet. So you're going to have 13 at least by the end of the show. And then also Chris, who was up here earlier, neglected to mention, he has a son who is in what branch?
He's in the Army.
You have to talk into the microphone.
There we go. He's in the U.S. Army and he's in Pyeongtaek, South Korea. And I kind of blew it earlier because I wanted to give a shout out to him too.
And you said he's watching.
He is watching.
What's your son's name?
His Christopher Allen.
All right, Christopher Allen. Thank you for your service. We appreciate that. And thank you. Look at that. See? Everybody
how
here
awesome
loves
is
you.
That?
That's great. And thank you guys for watching, too, online. And your dad's super cool, by the way. Your dad's amazing. We appreciate all of his support. And then we were also talking to Tara from Treasured Tea. And she came up. Was it your daughter, you said, right?
My daughter, Allie.
Your daughter, Allie. And she came up with Tara makes tea. Right? And
yes.
I import and blend tea, so I make custom flavors.
You import and blend tea. So you take all the little separate ingredients and mix them together?
Yes.
Okay. Tell everyone your daughter's idea for a Mark Kaye Show custom tea.
So she came up with something that she, her name was, for the tea, was Liberal Tears.
Love it already.
And
Liberal
she said
tears.
It's got to awesome. Be really bitter and super fruity. I don't know how well it would sell.
Can we get some jazz hands for that, please?
That's sheer genius.
No cheering.
Right,
we don't want the tea to get triggered. But that is great. Liberal Really bitter and a little fruited. I mean, can we make that happen? How do we make that happen?
We just need to come up with a flavor profile. I'll bring some samples in and let you do some tasting.
Oh, my God. I feel like Rush Limbaugh. He has tea.
Yes,
right?
He does.
Does he?
Yes. I don't
know.
Yeah, two of
yes,
he does. He has tea.
Two for tea.
Anyone that's listening, any restaurants, hotels, B&Bs, if you want your own custom tea, I can blend it.
Look at that. Local blended tea customized by Tara and treasuredtea.com, right?
Yes.
treasuredtea.com. Thank you guys again. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Chris, and thanks to your son.
So, I mean, this is so much fun, and it's so great to like have people in here, and we're going to be doing a lot more of this kind of thing now that we know that we can do it without screwing it all up. You know, which is, I mean, that's step one. We're like, can we do this? I don't know. Maybe let's try it. And it appears to be working. And our head of engineering walked in here and he said, look, it sounds really good. I haven't gotten any complaints from the FCC. So those are the two things that makes him really happy, which means that we can do it again. Also, we can take phone calls. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Barry from Argyle joins us. Barry, thank you so much for calling into the Mark Kay Show live. How are you, sir?
Hey, every time I keep seeing the news about these liberal lefts coming up with more and more stuff, why don't we let them win, let Sharia law take over, the Muslims will just completely behead all the liberals, and then we take our guns and we fight for our country back. It'll probably be a lot easier. We'll be clean of all the left lunacy.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It's not at all what it said in the call screener, by the way. I don't know who's screening it. Ebony, what did you talk to? Anyway, no. Every, you know what's so funny? Everyone has a great, you know, these different theories about what to do with this election. We started off the show by talking about Joe Biden, and I have to be honest with you, I was a little not scared, but you know, when Joe Biden entered the race, I thought, well, this is probably the guy that's going to be the nominee, and this is the guy that people are going to remember Barack Obama and how much they loved him and whatever, yada yada. But then Joe Biden started talking, and all the fear just washed away. Because I realized this guy is nowhere near capable of being president, let alone running a campaign. And I really feel like we're seeing, you know, and it's what they used to talk about. You know, they used to say Dan Quayle. You guys remember Dan Quayle? Yeah, everyone remembered. Dan Quayle was like the laughing stock of politics for a long time. George W. for a while, people would say George W. was an idiot and he couldn't do anything. Well, Joe Biden has, and we still have 20 people in this race. We're not even near, to the point where it's going to be one-on-one. And he is making gaffe after gaffe after gaffe. At the Iowa State Fair, he said this.
We choose truth over facts.
Because truth is better than facts. Everybody, you can't trust facts. You must go with truth. And then yesterday, while speaking to a minority organization, he said, and again, when you this has to be deep down in his mind what he's thinking. Well, just listen.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I do understand why this is in front page news. If Donald Trump had said this, you know, I mean, come on. This is one of those if it were the other way around type situations. If Donald Trump were anywhere and he said,
poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
I mean, there'd be three congressional hearings going on simultaneously by noon today. But it was Joe Biden. So we're just going to, oh, it's just Joe, quirky old, creepy old Joe. He'll be fine. He'll make a great president. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to do something we've never done before. We are going to do Fake News Friday, but we are going to do it live in front of our studio audience. How cool is that? So if you want to call in and play Fake News Friday, I'm sorry. You got to wait till next Friday because this one's going to be all live. But keep listening because it's going to be awesome. This is the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just mind getting.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're live! And I the battery's low on my microphone, so if it goes dead, it's nothing with the radio station. It's just, I'll just yell really loud. We are going to do something very cool. We're going to do something very exciting. We are going to play Fake News Friday, which is one of our favorite games. Yay! Okay, well, it's my favorite game, evidently. Fake News Friday, we've been doing for a while. We've never done it live. And I kind of feel like this is great. Now it's like a real game show. You know what I need is one of those really thin, pencil-thin mics that, like, Bob Barker, yeah, would used to use. And you'll make me one? Oh, Angel, historic handy, is going to make me one. Oh, great. Angel, you just won the game. Congratulations. No, we've got Angel and Joe up here. Guys, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, good. They're going to be our contestants today. And this is great. Since we have an audience, you guys can also chime in and help, okay, if you feel like they need it, which, yeah, there you go. That's good. That's good. Now, our listener, are you gentlemen familiar with how Fake News Friday works?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you anyway, just in case someone's tuning in and they're like, what is this game? We're going to read you headlines. The headline could either be a real headline that has appeared in a news story, or it could be a fake headline, one that we just totally made up out of the blue. It's very difficult to tell the difference these days. That's why we've come up with this game. So what I'm going to do is I'll read you the headline. You then tell me, is it real or fake? If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Are there any questions, gentlemen?
No.
No questions. Perfect. Today you're playing for one of Barbie Guile's homemade cinnamon rolls because they're amazing. Has everyone tried one, by the way? They're incredible. All right. Here we go. Angel, we're going to start with you, all right? Are you right? Ready?
Yes.
All right. Audience, are you ready? Here we go. Listen carefully. Your first headline, Angel. Joe Biden's aides carry what they call a schnoz bottle, a small water sprayer that they use to spray the VP with should his schnoz get too close to women.
That should be true, but I'll go with fake.
You're going to go with fake?
Yeah.
You don't think they carry a schnoz bottle? That is correct. They do not. Very nice. Look at that. He got the first one right. Congratulations. All right. Although I used to do that with my dog when he would like chew the furniture. You spray him. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Very good. You got a point. Someone keep track of the points here, by the way. Angel has one.
I'll keep track.
All right. Angel's going to keep track. We appreciate it. Joe, are you ready for your first headline?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Joe, listen carefully and tell me if this is real or fake news. A fourth grade teacher from Minnesota has been fired for jokingly adding red wine and chocolate to her classroom back-to-school supplies list. Is that real news or fake news?
I think I heard that, so I'll say real.
Talking to the microphone for me? I just want to make sure everyone hears you.
I think my battery's dead.
Oh, yes. Yeah?
It's real.
It's real! Is that your answer? I'm sorry, it's fake. That did not happen, but I think my wife has put that on our back school. That's okay. So what's the score, Angel?
1-0.
Okay, Angel, are you ready for your next headline?
See.
Listen carefully. Here we go. The New York Times changed their headline after online readers complained it wasn't anti-Trump enough.
That's true.
That's true?
That's very true.
Yeah, that is true. I made a video all about it and posted it on Facebook. That was great. Congratulations. It's now 2-0. Joe, are you ready?
Yes.
You're not out of it. You can still get back in it. Here we go. Pastor Joel Osteen. Are you familiar with Joel Osteen?
Not at all.
Okay. Pastor Joel Osteen is reaching out to millennials with a new book entitled You Can Even. Is that real news or is that fake news?
That's true.
Pastor Joel Osteen is reaching out to millennials with a new book entitled You Can Even. And you believe that's true?
If it comes from liberals, it has to be true.
I'm sorry, that's fake news. That is
not
it. I totally can't even with that question.
I thought I seen it on CNN.
All right, that's a great point. If you see it on CNN, how the hell do you know it's real or fake? Yeah. Also, we're taking away a point because you were watching CNN.
It was just a video clip. I didn't actually have the channel on.
I was walking through the airport. It was on. I tried not to look. All right. So what are we at? 2-0, Angel?
See.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Next headline, Angel. An Arizona postal worker cooked a steak on the dashboard of her postal vehicle to showcase her unsafe working conditions in the Arizona heat. Is that real or fake news?
Real news.
You think that's real news? That she cooked a steak?
I've done something similar.
You've done something similar? You cooked a steak on a postal vehicle?
No, similar.
Oh, similar. Oh, okay. That is real news. She cooked a steak. It was a lovely medium rare ribeye, and it went viral because apparently, I didn't know this, but in the postal vehicles, they do not have air conditioning. They don't have it here in Florida or Arizona or anywhere. No wonder those people are so disgruntled. No offense, but are there any postal workers here? Okay, good. Or no, my postal worker is amazing. She's totally gruntled. All right, next, what's the score?
3-0.
How is it that he's keeping score and also winning? I feel like that's a little weird.
He gets all the true stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll shuffle the cards a little bit. All right, so it's 3-0. We have one more question here, and we will... Oh, this is a good one. I have a tiebreaker, but I don't think we're going to need it, if you know what I mean. All right, here we go. Here's your...
Do I get 3 points if I get it correct?
Fine.
Don't learn nothing.
This one is worth 3 points, okay, Joe?
All right,
here we go. To even it out. Here we go.
Make a deal.
Listen carefully and tell me if this is real news or fake news. A new study from the University of Pennsylvania claims that men don't recycle because they don't want people to think they're gay. Is that real news or fake news? Think it through. It's 3 points, so think it through. A new study from the University of Pennsylvania claims men don't recycle because they don't want people to think they're gay.
I think that is fake.
You think that's fake news?
Final answer.
Yes.
Yes, that's fake news? Man, you know, I tried my best to help you out here, but...
Dang it!
That is real news. There is a legitimate study.
How can that be real?
I don't know. That's what they do at the University of Pennsylvania. The Ivy League. What do you want from me? They said that men don't recycle because they feel it makes them effeminate. It's not a gender-specific duty, and that, you know, they think people will think that they're gay if they recycle. So.
Well, now I have to just throw away my recycling bin now.
Yeah.
And totally change up my routine.
Well.
I don't want people to see me as that.
No more CNN. I think watching CNN's your bigger problem. Joe, great job. Angel, congratulations.
Woo!
With a score of 3-0. You won Fake News Friday Live. Yay! Woo! And you get your very own, very warm and delicious Barbie Guile cinnamon roll. You head back to the back of the room and you get one of those. Good job, gentlemen. Thank you both again for being here. All right, this is the Marque Show. You guys want to hear the last one?
Yes. Can I guess it?
Is it true?
No. You know, we'll save it for next week.
Okay.
Something to look forward to. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Marque Show live coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
Love listening to Mark, but can't every day?
Good news.
You can subscribe to the Marque Show podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Listen when you want, on the device you want. This is the Marque Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Oh, that worked. Hey, what's up? This is the Marque Show. My name's Marque. Yay! This is really exciting. I'll tell you, this live performance today, first of all, you guys have been an amazing audience. I hope that they're all this good. You guys come back anytime. And we are live here in the Harrell & Harrell Performance Studio, and we appreciate Harrell & Harrell giving us all this money so we could have this really nice performance studio. We appreciate PDQ coming through with some of the most amazing fried chicken strips I've ever had in my life. Hannah's mom cooked, like, literally stayed up all night cooking cinnamon rolls for everybody, and she just told me they're keto. I don't think that's true.
How are they keto?
I don't think that's true, but
she lied to you, mom.
Yeah, I think probably not the first time a woman has lied to me. Probably not the last either. But anyway, and we thank, of course, our staff here at News 104.5 WOKV for putting together an amazing show. Before we go, we have a couple phone calls, but we do want to bring you an update on Historic Handy's Twitter. He's up to 17, which is amazing.
Oh my God.
From 0 to 17. So if you want to follow Historic Handy,
he's up and coming
on Twitter. Yeah. That's our buddy Angel, who actually just won Fake News Friday, which was very exciting. 855-765-1045. Also, while we're pimping our social media, don't forget we have photos and videos and backstage of all this on our Instagram, Mark K, MarkKaye on Instagram. Also, a ton of other videos and clips from the show that we publish every single day, so you can see, well, you know, what goes on, not just on the air, but off the air and behind the scenes and fun stuff like that. Before we get out of here, we got a couple people on the line that have been waiting very patiently. Eric is in New Smyrna Beach. Eric, hi. Thanks so much for calling the Marque Show. Can you hear me? How are you?
Hey, sounds like you got a great crowd up there.
Eric, we're having a blast. We're just missing you, yeah.
While you're talking about fake news, if it's on the internet, it must be true. Abraham Lincoln said that in 1860. The reason I'm calling, I think they're going to find, while you're talking about Biden, I think they found his downfall that the competitors are going to go after. Every shooting, every one of them has been in a gun-free zone. Now, you don't have many shootings here in Florida, but Pulse and Parkland were gun-free zones, and Joe Biden not only passed the bill, he wrote it, and they're about to shove that down his throat. Your thoughts?
The biggest problem with Joe Biden is exactly what you said. He's been in Washington so long that he's voted on so many things and been part of the establishment. I mean, he's taken positions on everything from Supreme Court justices to gun control to abortion to, I mean, health care that he can't ease. He can barely remember where he is. He can barely remember what cities the shootings were in. And now he's got to keep his story straight from 40 years in politics. There's no way he's going to be able to do that. Every time he gets up on stage and opens his mouth, it's going to be another gaffe. It's going to be another misstatement. Kamala Harris has a team of fact checkers, quote unquote, that are going to be ripping through every word he says and comparing it to some vote he did back in 1982 or some position he took with Barack Obama back in 2010. Things that he probably doesn't have any recollection of because he's 892 years old. And he's walking around saying things like this.
We choose truth over facts.
Yeah. I mean, if you choose truth over facts, you're definitely going to have a problem when people come out with the facts. I mean, what is that the truth or is that a fact, Joe Biden? It's neither. Wait, what? I misunderstood the question. So, yeah, he's got a lot of issues. I still think, though, because, and here's the other thing. Here's what people don't realize. We come on this show every day, and we play these clips of Joe Biden, and we make fun of him, and we talk about how creepy he is. And you call in and say, here's what happened, and you know, here's a record that he's going to have trouble justifying to his voters and his supporters. But, like, 99% of the people on the left have no idea. They have no idea that Joe Biden was even a senator. They maybe remember him from when he was Obama's VP, but that's it. And they don't listen to this. They don't listen to this news. They don't read the news. They know Joe Biden. They probably know Bernie Sanders and the rest of the people on that stage. They're all kind of blend together. So in the end, it's going to be a battle between Bernie and Biden will come out on top. And then Donald Trump is just going to totally demoralize the guy for 4 months. 4 months of Donald Trump one-on-one. Joe Biden couldn't handle 4 minutes of Kamala Harris. How is he going to beat Donald Trump? It's almost impossible, but it's also going to be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, thanks so much for the call. 855-765-1045. Real quick, Steve in Jacksonville. Steve, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for calling me. Not calling me.
Whatever. We're connected. It doesn't matter. What's up, man? What do you want to say?
I want to talk about that the Florida-Georgia game,
yeah,
and your discussion about the landing.
Okay.
My opinion is that, first, Florida lives off of tourism, and each corner of tourism needs to have its own magic to sell. And I think events in Jacksonville is the number one way of selling it, and we have the downtown center as being our show place, the place to show off our town. So I thought the landing was a real good method or good part of that, and that's got to be replaced well.
Yeah.
But we really have to concentrate on getting events taking place. And so ensuring that the Georgia-Florida game continues is a must. I know we have the FSU game coming up.
Yeah.
We need to increase that over and over again.
All right. Steve, we're running out of time. I apologize. We're coming up on the end of the show. That's a great – you know what? While you were talking, though, I just had a great idea. We should just move the stadium to the St. Johnstown Center because that's where everyone goes anyway. You know, why are we building up downtown? Why don't we just move downtown to the south side? We'll put it in the St. Johnstown Center right there by the Top Golf, and that way people can have – there's hotels, there's restaurants, there's a Justice. I mean, there's fun for the whole family.
We can put the tree in Costco.
Oh, perfect. We'll light the tree at Maggiano's instead. Anyway, a great idea, though. Yeah, something's got to be done. I don't know what it is. I mean, as the south side's getting built up and downtown is getting torn down, and it's definitely going to be a problem as we continue to pursue these big events. Speaking of big events, what a great event we had today. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Thanks to Hannah. Thanks to the other Josh.
Word.
Thanks to Hannah's mom for the cinnamon rolls. Aaron, Abby, Julie, Devin, Ebony, Scott, everybody who helped make this possible. And thanks to Harold and Harold for the performance studio. And thank you guys for listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Stay tuned. Traffic, weather, Rush Limbaugh's next. Woo!
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.